Make their hearts skip a beat this Valentine's Day with Edible. With same-day delivery or local pickup, effortless gifting is just a click away. Choose from iconic chocolate-dipped strawberries, fresh arrangements, or decadent baked treats for your someone special. Order at edible.com or your local store.
To be a Team USA skier, it takes dedication, determination, and lots of hard work. But it doesn't take all that to score unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. Just use the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo and tap to pay with that natural-born talent and unwavering focus. Earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases with the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo. Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. It is Thursday night, February 12th. We are into the All-Star break. I think there's one more game that has to finish. Maybe two in the NBA. But the Bucks have beaten the Thunder on this Thursday night, 110-93. What? Again, I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Brought to you by Carl's Place and brought to you by Happy Plays Hemp. Promo code BART, 25% off. I am glad. The plan on the Winklerverse this week is to talk to Jim Ozarski of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we were going to talk today. There was some travel stuff that come up, but I was going to put that out. I was going to put the Jimmo interview out and then cross my fingers and hope that there would be nothing that happened in this Thunder game that would make the Jim Ozarski interview that I did not make sense with time. Or where it'd be like, well, he did that, but now the Bucks played the Thunder and it's not current anymore. It's not fresh. We're talking tomorrow. I'm going to have Jimmo. I'm going to talk some tanking. That seems to be what the story is in the NBA, especially coming into this All-Star break. So we'll do that tomorrow. And I'm glad I didn't, because this was an interesting game. And I think it begets some interesting questions. I think it begets some questions about what exactly is this second half going to look like? And what is their intention? Do they want a draft pick, a high one, or are they going to try, maybe reluctantly, maybe foolishly, to just see what they can do with this season? And I want them to do the latter. I want them to try. I want them to try to make the play-in tournament. I want them to win games in the play-in tournament. And I want them to play in the NBA playoffs. This Bucks team. How? Why? What? Jake says, for all the Horst hate, you have to credit him for unlocking guys left for dead in Rollins, Porter, Jang, and Cam. Charles said, where the hell did that come from, Bucks? Man, they look like they're having fun out there. And Matt says, fifth like. Thanks to those of you that are on YouTube, that are on Facebook. I noticed these don't pop up on Twitter anymore. Why am I paying for the reason I pay for the check mark was for my streams to pop up on Twitter. And now they're not. And what the fuck is the point of that website anyway? StreamYard, can you pop up on Blue Sky? What's the other thing? Upscroll. What did I download? I don't know. There was a TikTok alternative. I'll throw out the link here. If anybody that has found us wants to join the proceedings, but other than that, let's go. I will say, first of all, and thanks for your patience as the game ended and then was able to jump on after. Traders, this show is fucking awesome. The one silver lining of not having a job might be that I get to watch Traders now. Why I get to? Because my wife and kid would watch it. she wanted to watch it and she'd put him to bed and okay, you get extra bedtime. So she doesn't, you know, she wants to watch shows as soon as it comes out. And now like I'm the one like 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 3 years of Traitors I missed out on. What an amazing show. Alan says, let's talk about having Ham as our coach. Great job by him tonight. Doc Rivers did not coach this game. He was out attending a funeral. So this was a Darvin Ham led team. Is that part of the reason? See, all this stuff happened. I would have talked to Jim. I got a million more questions now because of this game. Darvin Ham. We're not firing Doc. You know, there was a alert that came out during the Bucks game yesterday. I get emails from the Bucks, and it said something about Doc Rivers. And I'm like, what the fuck? They're playing a game. When you get an email from the Bucks that says Doc Rivers, you're like, wow, Doc Rivers got fired. They're playing a game though. He didn't get fired. He got tabbed to possibly be in the Hall of Fame, but he did not get fired. And then he has to miss a game, and you shouldn't be penalized for missing games, especially funerals. But then Darvin Ham coaches. It's not that they beat the Thunder. Okay. I think in watching that game, they were up like 20 points and then the Thunder started to come back and you think this would be a really nice game to win because it would give you not a winning streak, but you know, you would have won five of your last six heading into the All-Star break. And that would be something to feel confident about. And they did, they won, they held on and they won. So it looked like it was going to be a big lead that went away. Cause okay, it's the Thunder. And I know Shea's out and Williams is out, but it's still the Thunder. And you got to see Nikola Topic play for the first time tonight. And okay, fine. Thunder at home. It's the last game before the All-Star break. You get it. While a lot of these other teams may be looking ahead, and they played the Magic twice and the Pelicans and the Pacers and the Bulls and all these teams, the teams that they've been beating are bad. Now the Magic a little better than bad, and the Thunder obviously very good, the best team. But, you know, it's the last game of the All-Star break. They're cruising, and they have some guys not playing anyway. So I thought there was a chance the Bucks could win just because of the whole last game before the All-Star break shenanigans. You know, people of a certain age, you remember when the Brewers lost five games in Pittsburgh. We talk about that. We'll talk about that every All-Star break until we're dead. They said talk about what meant before the All-Star break. One time the Brewers with the Pittsburgh, they lost five games. Yeah, there was a four-game series with a doubleheader. I'm mocking myself because I've said that, and I will say that again. I don't know who I'm trying to prove I'm better than here. I'm mocking myself because I will say that, like, and I will mean it. I'll say it with my chest. When did the 10 toes thing start? You're going to say that on all 10 toes? Bart, are you going to hate LaFleur with all 10 toes? What? No.
That's dumb.
So Bucks win tonight in a game that I think has to make us reevaluate some of the second half. First of all, what do we want? I just told you what I wanted. What do you want? Do you want a top pick? Well, let's look at the old standings here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. By the way, tomorrow is a great day to call Dan Shaney and also a great day to order seltzers or gummies from happyplacehemp.com or to put a golf simulator in your house or to buy Paluva shoes. What do I know about Paluva shoes? Nothing, but I have a link in my bio if you want new shoes. And jock socks. I don't know. I don't make many money off that. All right. So Sacramento is the shittiest team in the league, it looks like. Here's the problem, though, if you want to tank. The Bucks have 23 wins. The Kings have 10 or 12. They've lost 14 in a row. They're tanking. Indiana's tanking. Utah's tanking. They're trying to tank creatively, but they're getting fined for that as well. So what pick could the Bucks even come into? You're probably in this 8, 9, 10, 11 range anyway. 7? 6? Look at these teams. Sacramento's tanking. Washington's tanking. The Pelicans are tanking, but that pick is going to Atlanta. So Atlanta's going to get that pick or our pick. So it really doesn't matter. They're tanking, though. The Pacers are tanking. Brooklyn's tanking. The Jazz are trying to creatively tank. Dallas has no direction. Memphis doesn't seem to be trying. So even if you say of these eight teams, like two of them will luck into more wins than the Bucks, we're still no better than seven. So tanking for a top overall pick, it feels like there's just too many people swimming in that pool. There's no room. It's a fine strategy. There's traders on the ads. See, that's bullshit. That's never come up as an ad for me ever. What is my other ad I'm getting here? Rejuvenation? What if it was just like the most insane porn ever? People are always like, oh, the family website, you're showing me porn. No, no, you're not. Your Google target is, those are the things you're looking at. You're looking at pornography. What is that other ad? Rejuvenation's classic designs for your kitchen remodel? Anthropology? Who is using my computer? I'd almost rather it be porn. All right, so the Bucks are probably not in a tanking scenario. You could still get a lottery pick. You can get a lottery pick even if you make the play-in tournament and miss. You get a lottery pick. You still have odds. That's what's happened with the Mavericks, how they got Cooper Flagg. But it does seem like, so that principle in and of itself, tanking might be done. Pure mathematics, tanking might be done. But then you watch this week. What has this week been? There was a lineup that they put out there at one point tonight where it was Usmani Dieng. He was out there. Pete Nance was out there. Cam Thomas was out there. Kevin Porter Jr., I believe, was out there. And I forget who the other guy was. It might have been Portis. But I'm looking at this lineup. And I'm like, what? Oh, Nance, did I say? Yeah. This lineup, they didn't make a huge trade. I mean, they got Dieng. They didn't make like a huge trade. They got rid of some guys and brought in this guy. And then Nigel Hayes joined the Sam Decker wing of the Bucks Hall of Fame. But this is a different team. This is a different team. They have different players. And how they were playing. Now, the how they were playing, to the comment earlier, they're playing loose, they're playing fun, they're playing free. Was that because you had a substitute teacher? Was that it? Were they playing for the substitute teacher? Doc Rivers was gone. Darvin Ham was coaching. Were they playing for the substitute teacher? I think that's a question that we'll have the week to talk about before they pick things up again. Come on, next Friday. Is it the Pacers? Yeah, the Pacers next. No, the Pelicans. Next Friday, the Pelicans. Giannis, by the way, not playing in the All-Star game. That's been official. Still showing up tomorrow for the celebrity game in which he's coaching Shams. I really don't want to see them be buddy-buddy. I don't want to see them talk. I don't want to see it be like, oh. I don't want to see. Let me believe in the two-party system. Let me believe that Republicans and Democrats hate each other. Don't show me behind the cabal curtains and they're all like, oh, did you see what we are getting these people? Oh, all these people talking about Bad Bunny. They even did a separate halftime show. If you're going to be enemies in public, be enemies in private. Be enemies when it matters. Don't be like, ah, it's All-Star game. It's just a bunch of fun. No. No. Don't even play them. Or play them just like, yeah, get in there. I don't want to see like the, you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to see that. Do not want to see that. Worried we're going to see it. So that's on Friday night. We have the three-point contest featuring Bobby Portis coming up on Saturday. And then the game itself, USA versus the world, where Norman Powell was on Team USA and is now on Team World. Because with Giannis going out, they added somebody, I forgot. And then they move Powell over to the world because he has quote unquote ties to Jamaica. All right. I mean, we all have ties to something, but okay. I think he did play for them in like FIBA competition. So It already makes, this isn't like the first time. It already makes a little sense. Like you see some of these, you see some of these teams for the World Baseball Classic and some of their rosters. Remember Lars Nootbaar was on Japan last time because of like his grandpa. Some of these teams are just, Italy's always got a weird team. Israel's team is weird. There's a lot of weird teams coming up in the World Baseball Classic.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. In my day, I go up against defenders twice my size and wasn't afraid of getting hit. But one thing terrified me, people learning I had a mental health issue. I thought I'll seem weak, but being open about your struggles isn't weak. It's the only way to overcome them. That's where BetterHelp Online Therapy comes in. Visit BetterHelp.com/radio, BetterHelp.com/radio to get started. BetterHelp.com/radio.
If you, your parent, or spouse served in the military, you could join our family. Our members saved an average of $70 a month on auto insurance when they switched. Tap the banner or visit USAA.com/join today to check your eligibility. Restrictions apply.
I want to get more into the fun factor, and one way to get into the fun factor is by drinking one, nay, two, nay, three of these. These are the seltzers that they make at Happy Place Hemp. There's the ingredients, if you'd like to check that out. A lot of big fat zeros for you. What's not a zero is the CBD and the THC that come along with that. See, the zero ABV. This is a alcohol alternative, you could say. Some people like it because they like it. Some people, the thing with these is some people, I'm just talking about a friend. Some people, are they addicted to the alcohol? Or are they addicted to cracking a can every night? You never know. I'm saying for a friend. Very good mixed berry. It's all down that. Tonight, and thanks to my friends at Happy Place. Remember, the promo code's BARKED for 25% off every order. A lot of you guys have been using that for the 3 years. Some of you haven't used it yet. They're sampler packs. You can try it. That's part of this. Part of this is trying. You know what I do like about these the most? Not the most. There's a lot. But on a top eight Bartometer list, one would be that I can drink a bunch and then feel fine the next day. I woke up this morning. I had a bunch the other night. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm tired. And then I got up and then was not tired and went for a walk and took my kid to school and lived my day. It's not like I'm hungover and I'm in bed until 11:30 in the morning. No. So these, I think, just chilling in your house. I like to do that. All right. Regarding the game, 110 to 93. Regarding the roster, regarding the team, Giannis obviously did not play, not playing in the All-Star game. May come back sooner rather than later. This guy needs a break. Dude, he was at the Super Bowl in between games. How? Now he's with the team. Now he's going to the All-Star game, which he's not playing again, but he's always a part of it. Now he's coaching in the celebrity contest. A busy guy. He's living his life. He is living the most out of his life. So I guess you got to appreciate that. Well, he can. But he'll be there. But he's going to be in that uniform pretty soon. And if you didn't think, like, should the Bucks shut him down? Because Brian Windhorst said the Bucks are going to shut him down. And then Eric Name, like, 10 minutes later, was like, actually, they're not. But everyone's just assuming now Giannis is getting shut down. See, this is what I'm talking about with ESPN. They permeate. You can say that ESPN doesn't, like, I don't watch it only for the games. I don't, you know, ugh. But it still permeates. It's big enough that it permeates. And the best testing ground for me is the school pickup situation. Where when I talk to other dads, I get a taste of what the non-sports radio host, basement podcaster, Can I still call myself a radio host? It's been 2 months since I've done a radio show. I was on the radio yesterday. I'm on the radio a lot. I don't know, though. Permeate? Permeate means it gets through like osmosis. Like it gets to you. There's a ESPN that the TV is on, and they're talking about Giannis is going to be shut down. And even though you're not watching that TV, someone is. And it's jumping onto that person. It's like a virus. And then the virus spreads because then they tell someone and they tell someone. It's the same way that when you've been approached, at some point in your life, someone said to you, hey, is this true? I saw it on Facebook. And you're like, what did you see? Jordan Love is hosting the Grammys? No, but an account puts it out and then it will, you know, somehow it gets into the ether. Somehow it gets there. Somehow it does. And ESPN is like that because you can try to ignore it. You can block them. You cannot view it. You can keep the TV off. You can only watch Monday Night Football. You can do all of that. But what they say on that channel does get into the mainstream. Okay. Does get into the mainstream. Same with the news channels, same with all that stuff. There's still enough people watching it passionately. That's the thing with the Olympics. 28 million people are watching this thing a night. Who's watching it passionately? If you're watching it for entertainment, you turn it off, you go about your day. Sports people watch sports passionately. And then they talk about it with their buddies. So they'll talk about, hey, did you see Giannis was going to be shut down? And that's the power. These guys do have a power. Like they can set the course. Pat McAfee just said, hey, I thought San Francisco's a nice city. It's been 2 weeks of debate on that now. Why did you think it was a shithole? Pat's like, I was going to say it. If it was a shithole, I was going to fucking say it. Okay, Pat, what a fucking hero. Well, that should be a new, here's a new show idea. Pat McAfee goes to cities that he was told were shitholes and realizes that cities are fucking cool. That's the story. Yeah, I am in Seattle and holy shit, this place is fucking cool. I'm in the Twin Cities, not a bad place. Well, I'm in Chicago. This place is beautiful. That's a good idea for a fucking show. It wouldn't be on long. You'd run out of blue states and then... And if you take a wrong turn in some of the cities. But still, all cities are like that. All cities have good and bad and we need help here. I'm Team City. That's why I live in Milwaukee. I could walk to Milwaukee right now. It would take me 3 minutes. But I don't live in Milwaukee. I'm a poser. So that'd be a good idea for a show. Anyway, second half of the season now. Second half of the season. What is going to happen? The tanking's out because of math. Math has killed the tanking for the Milwaukee Bucks. For a lot of people, no, they're still in it. But for the Bucks, I think the math has killed it. You've got Cam Thomas on this team. Now, he was 5-for-13 tonight, 1-of-6 from three. Look, I love that the discourse on him last night because he comes off the bench. He's 12-for-20. He has 34 points. And everyone's tripping over their own dick to talk about how, oh, you okay, but this is the Cam Thomas. This is it. You're going to get nights like this. Brother, if Cam Thomas gives us five nights in a row of 5-for-13 and 12 points and 1-for-6 from three, if that's what he does, and then every few days he rips off 35 points, who else on the Bucks was doing that? That like for trying to win now and in the future, who else on the Bucks was doing that? Don't complain about a guy who can be a bucket. It might not be every day, and the inconsistency might get you a little, you know, annoyed, but it's a lot better than what we're dealing with right now. Absolutely it is. So he can be a guy that they can figure out what they want to do with him. Jeng's a free agent, it looks like, restricted. Good work there. What the fuck? Who is this guy? 19 points, 11 boards, 6 assists, 4 blocks. Now, I think he was motivated against his old mates a little bit, sure. But what? These are two guys that were not on the team a week ago. And they've been the two most impactful players the last two nights. Giannis obviously was pumped. He's licking his lips, you know, when he's watching Cam Thomas knock down a logo three the other night. Oh, and then there's Pete Nance. And Jericho Sims sometimes decides he's okay. And Bobby Portis, he had 12 boards tonight. He was a factor. And then you bring Giannis back into that mix. Not to mention some of these other guys. Ryan Rollins, Kevin Porter Jr. Bucks right now, I've talked about this season. They look like a team that just, they look like the toys from Toy Story that Andy makes out of other toys. And he puts them together to be toys because he's a villain in the movie or maybe a misunderstood child. I don't think we should be saying that young kids can be villains. We don't really know, maybe. And the upbringing and the toys were fucking talking to him. What the fuck do you think he would do? Now, I guess some of that was after the fact, but still. The roster didn't really look like it made sense. It looked like a Rubik's Cube that had dice numbers on the sides. Like, what is this supposed to be? What is this supposed to be? Quick comment. Why am I not talking about the Olympics? What do you want to talk about? I watched some of the Olympics tonight. I watched hockey. I watched the replay in hockey is fucking insane. I watched Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski on Traders. I don't know. So you've got a completely different team, and it feels more like a team. Now, again, this is hard because how much of this is Doc Rivers was not there? I think it's not a lot. I think it's more the people. I think it's not a lot. But we're not going to know that for the next couple of weeks. But I think it's not a lot. Or maybe it is. I don't know. But it's hard. It's hard to have a game like this where then you don't get an immediate, like example to contradict or to affirm your beliefs into what you're thinking. Cause you know, we're not going to see Doc again until next Friday. But yeah, team played a little more fun, a little more different for sure. Oh, we can go to hot take. Jake, as one does. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's up?
You look like someone with that beard.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know who, though.
Well,
I don't know who.
You get. Why don't let the Winklerverse tell us? I'm sure there'll be some really nice responses.
What are you working on?
I'm just trying to take my pills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, getting ready for bed, taking my magnesium glycinate, taking my conjugated linoleic acid, my fish oils. This is exciting stuff. But I wanted to call because, wow, that was fun to watch Usman Jeng. I mentioned it in the comments, like, give Horst credit. He seems to be good at finding these guys that are underutilized or just need to be unlocked, and he's done it. So, yeah, for all the hate that I've given the guy, credit where credit's due. Nice work. And it's not just that, you know, he had a nice game. He had a nice line. This guy was displaying what the kids call a bag these days. Mm. Like being able to handle the ball, made some nice passes, take people off the dribble, step back threes. And also encouraging, would he have 4 block shots tonight? So if he can be that 6'8", 6'9", I think he's like 6'10", actually, but that big wing that can defend multiple positions and hit a three. I don't know. Maybe we got something here.
I like wanting to give Horst credit right away.
Like, it because he had two good games.
But is Horst like is Horst is okay? Here's what I'll say. King of analogies.
Love it.
It's Friday morning tomorrow. Valentine's Day weekend. Okay.
Yeah, did you get the wife anything?
A card.
Card?
What should I get her?
Get her? I mean, my wife.
I got her a 4-pack of mixed berry Happy Place hemp seltzer.
Ooh, that's a good gift. I take it back. Oh, I got my wife lingerie, man. You gotta set your game up, buddy. A card? She's gonna be pissed at you.
You got her lingerie? Is this the fucking 80s?
What do you mean?
I thought that was just on sitcoms in the 80s.
Okay, well, I don't know. Seems pretty cool to me.
Is it edible lingerie, Jake?
It is not, but you know what? If Happy Place Hemp made some of that, I bet you the sales would be skyrocketing.
Wow!
Mm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you should pass that. I won't even ask for, you know, a little spiff. Just give me a discount.
If hey, only Chris, these gummies, could you make a bigger one and also make it lingerie?
How many gummies are you taking now?
Me?
In like one sitting.
Depends on the night.
Sure, sure. How many
yesterday
did you take?
I took two of the Delta 9s and then drank two of these.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm taking a lot.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about you, buddy.
No, don't
what
be.
What were we talking
product.
About?
I'm moving product.
No, okay, wait a minute. You had an analogy. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Donuts.
Donuts. All right. Not where I thought you were going, but let's hear it.
Someone's bringing in, well, I was going to say pizza, but
with
the lingual of the time, I'm going to say donuts.
Good call, buddy.
And there will be one donut left. Now, if we give Horst credit for like Cam Thomas, did John Horst eye that donut the whole time and say, that's the best donut, that's what I want? Or is he just picking up trash donut, and then on this team, it's like, oh, fuck, 35 points.
Well.
Does John Horst have an eye for any of these guys? I mean, they traded for Jang, right?
Yep.
So that's something.
He's also on
a Thunder team. Yeah, like the Thunder, and the guys they traded to get was Jared McCain, who can't let the Thunder have him. He's popping down some threes. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what amount of credit to give Horst. But what you can say is now this team this last week is not the team we've been talking about at any point this season. But also, Jake, Doc Rivers was not presently there.
Mm. Yeah.
So how that much of that was substitute teacher vibes? Now, they did win the other night. He was there. Credit is due. I don't know. A lot of I don't knows on tonight's program.
Yeah, I am trying to remind myself.
You want to remind yourself.
Remind myself. It's too bad that Doc is going to be coming back, because I do think that there was like semblance of effort tonight. And I can't imagine having any kind of effort if Doc Rivers was my leader. It's like different type of leadership, but same ballpark where like I couldn't imagine getting up for Matt LaFleur. I can't imagine like Doc Rivers trying to pump you up. And it's just like, yeah, okay, buddy. That's all I would be able to do.
So are you optimistic that they'll be better? Are you like what?
No,
I was going through the numbers. The tank, you're not getting a top five pick.
Yeah, the wheels are off the tank. They're just number one. They weren't like there was too much talent no matter what. And I'm not saying they're a super talented team. I'm saying they're not talent or they're not bereft of talent to the point where you're going to be in that mix. And they're just too far behind the other teams that are ahead of them in the tank race. So, I'd rather see them play these young guys, play the new guys, and see where the chips fall. And even if that means you come up a game or two short of even making the play-in,
if you're getting these guys the experience and they're the ones that are kind of taking you to it, that's what I'd like to see. So that's honestly where I think they're headed. I think they're going to miss the plane by like one game and then end up with the, you know, 12th pick in the draft. That's what I think.
Even with Giannis back, dude, I'm kind of excited. I want it's something different to root for. I'm kind of excited. It's like the year Ray Rhodes had him 4-8, and then they won their last four games. Still missed the playoffs, but that was exciting.
Yeah, well, I worry about Giannis. I hope someone gets him to come to his senses and he just takes the year off. Two calf injuries in one season.
Allegedly.
I feel like you're if there's any truth to that, you're tempting fate. We saw Jason Tatum have an Achilles injury late in a season. We saw Damian Lillard have an Achilles injury late into a season. So I just, dude, just for once in your life or in your adult life, take some time off and get healthy.
Yeah, but he's coming back, though. I mean, there's nothing.
No, last night when I saw the little clip of him, like, the way he was looking at Cam Thomas, like, it actually kind of worried me. Like, I don't think he looks at Mariah that way.
What, do you think he's going to bring the bell out for Cam Thomas?
Well, it could be. Although, you know, I did see someone on Real GM say that Cam Thomas gives you, like, 80 to 85% of what Damian Lillard gives you at like 6% of the cost. So I kind of like that.
Is he sad the whole time? Does he miss Brooklyn?
Yeah. I guess 80 to 85% on the court and then none of the emo bullshit off the court. So
it's a win. What the fuck is Damian Lillard doing in the 3-point contest?
What the fuck is Bobby Portis doing in the 3-point contest? Like, this is a freak show is what they're going for to try to just get people to watch. It's no longer about like, here's the best 3-point shooters in the league. It's like, what do we have to do? It's like a pro wrestling show where it's the year 2006 and they bring in Doink the Clown to face their local star. Like, they're just trying anything.
At Vrbo, we understand that even the best of plans sometimes need a little support. So we plan for the plot twists. Every booking is automatically backed by our Vrbo Care Guarantee, giving you confidence from the very start. Whenever you need help, it's ready. Before your stay, through the moments in between, and after your trip. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind. And maybe a good playlist. But we've got the peace of mind part covered.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to do, I like to do a yearly segment. I don't have a radio show to do it on, but I'm going to do it, here. Would you like to do it with me? It's how many people do you know in the Celebrity All-Star game?
Oh, I would love this. I'm the right guy for this.
All right. I'm going to pull it up here. This is the Celebrity All-Star game roster.
Cool.
And you have to be honest. Okay.
100%. And all I can't, the screen's too small. I can't even read it. So you'd have to read it out to me.
All right. Do you know, this is Giannis's team. He's coaching with Alex Thanasis and Mookie Betts.
Of course.
I'll say we all know them. Do you know Jenna Bandy?
No clue.
I do not either. Jenna Bandy is a basketball player, but I think she doesn't really play. Is she like an Instagram person?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. So crickets. She does. Is she like a, don't know her. All right. So
the celebrity.
Yeah. Shams. We know Shams. Fuck him.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Taco Fall.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's one, two. Rome Flynn. Do you know Rome Flynn?
No fucking clue.
I don't know Rome Flynn either.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to hide this.
Okay.
Or can I share an alternate screen? I want to show some of the people.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, you should flash them up on there as they come.
There's Rome Flynn.
Rome Flynn. Sorry, buddy. I'm sure he's a nice fella.
All right, how about Keegan-Michael Key?
Oh, yeah, love me some Key. Hingle McCringleberry himself.
Jeremy Lin.
Like the basketball player, Jeremy Lin?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. How about Rick Schnall?
Did he play Drop Dead Fred? No, I don't know who that is.
Rick Schnall is the co-president of the private equity firm Clayton Dubilier & Rice and the minority owner of the Atlanta Hawks.
He looks like someone that would be in the, well. Like, I think I've read his emails in the last couple days.
Oh, Nick knows what's up. Jenna Bandy is an IG personality and content creator. She makes a ton of sports content. You know her?
Can't say that I do. Got me there. Right. Again, I'm sure she's just the greatest.
All right, these are players in the Celebrity All-Star Game, my annual segment. How about Dylan Wang?
Yeah, nothing.
This nothing. Fucking guy?
Yeah, fooled me.
All right, so it looks like he's in a lot of, like, Chinese movies.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, basketball's big. You know.
So far, I think I know only the former NBA players that you named, and then Key. Love
you. Yeah. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep. Douchebag.
How about Cafu? Who's this clavicle guy I keep reading about?
Clavicle?
I don't know. All right. Here's Cafu. Oh, come on. A soccer? This guy's fucking playing in the All-Star game?
They're pushing the boundaries of celebrity, I think. Didn't our owner play in the game 1 year?
Yeah.
Imagine if, like, you didn't know much about the NBA and you're, you know, NBA All-Star game is in your city and someone's like, hey, come with me tonight. I got tickets to the Celebrity All-Star game. And you're like, cool, let's go meet some celebrities. And then there's just like some business douchebags like jogging up and down the court. And what the hell is this?
55-year-old Brazilian legend of soccer.
Legend.
How about Glorilla? We know her.
Sounds familiar, but I can't say I know exactly who that is.
Didn't Dame have a little bit of a like a
Dame Lillard? Kinda... Yeah, something with Dame. She's a rapper or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Giannis's team. Let's go over to
all the Anthony stars Anderson's are here.
Team Anthony Anderson.
Okay, actor Transformers. Yep.
Do you know Lethal Shooter?
Lethal Shooter, like a
looks like we got like another
YouTube interview. Guy.
Oh, this is the shooter guy.
Yeah.
No, that's the shot doctor I'm thinking of.
Who is the guy that like he's like I'm the best shooter on the planet. And then they brought him on Inside the NBA, and Kenny the Jet Smith just mopped the floor with him while wearing a suit.
Was it this guy, Tristan Jass?
No, I've seen this guy, though. He usually, like, goes up to street ballers, and then they try to fight him, I think.
Hmm. Do you know who Chris Brickley is?
Yeah.
Looks like he's another Instagram guy.
Got nothing. Isn't it? That's what famous people are now is Instagram personalities.
All right. So they're the coaches. How about Badshah? B-A-D-S-H-A-H. Badshah is on the team.
That's a negative.
He's a 40-year-old Indian rapper, singer, songwriter, music producer. He gained widespread recognition after his 2012 single Saturday Saturday was featured in the soundtrack of the 2014 movie Humpty Sharma Ki Dulhania.
Bart, can you read the description of what he is again just one more time?
He is an Indian rapper, singer, songwriter, music producer, businessman, and movie producer.
So that sounds like if you go back to your hometown and you go to like one of the townie bars and you see a guy that you went to high school with, that's what he tells you what he's up to these days is... He's an entrepreneur. That's his description right there.
We got a few more. How about Cody Jones? I know Kobe.
Let me guess. He's like a BMX or like X Games type guy.
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
How about Andre Degrassi?
Drake?
He's a Canadian runner.
Jesus.
These are, again, this is the celebrity All-Star game.
Yes.
Matt Ishbia is the Suns owner. Simo Liu is Shang-Chi. Who is Mustard?
Come on. You're making this up now. The guy's name is Mustard.
Yo, DJ Mustard. DJ Mustard.
Yeah.
There he is. Okay.
Got me on that one.
Adrian Nunez. Oh, he played for Michigan, and now I guess he's a rapper.
Okay. I'll have to check out his SoundCloud.
How about Taylor Frankie Paul? There she is. Influencer.
Yeah,
Bachelorette. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh, I don't watch that.
Yep, got me on that one again.
White Chocolate's in the game. Jason Williams.
Okay.
Keenan Allen.
Okay.
And one more. Nicholas Van Steenbergy.
Yeah, this reminds me of that Norm MacDonald bit where he's at the YouTube Awards. All the stars are here.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Season's greetings from Glamourlandria, Nick Vandersteenbergy and Alandria Carthen.
Did you just have a stroke?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, this is like when I see the musical lineup for SNL every year, and I'm just like, nope, 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 nope. Sounds familiar. Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Pretty much the host, Austin's, too, now.
Austin said, they are influencing my desire to skip the whole weekend.
Well played.
All right. Good job with the game, Jake.
Yep. Appreciate Thanks for letting you. Me into the verse.
As always. Clavicular. Yeah, what is that? Who is that guy? Clavicular? Clavicular. Fucking... I'm just, it's too much. It's too much to keep up. I get it now. I get it with the old people. I get it. I get it. It's bad enough trying to, like, you know, your kid goes to class and then you're learning all these kids' names and then you learn the parents' names and then you're learning teachers' names. How do you keep up with who DJ Mustard is? And Nicholas Van Sturgenbergen. And Justice Moscato or whoever the fuck. Ay, ay, ay. I had to tell my kid, we watch NBA every night. Every night. What time is the game starting? And then we turn on 750 on DirecTV because it's the League Pass box screen. And we watch NBA all night. And I told him, buddy, there's not going to be an NBA game for a week. Now, we could watch the celebrity game tomorrow. And he goes, oh, my favorites are in that. Rick Schnall from Schnall, Dustberger, and Vanderstegen Insurance. I love that guy. And DJ Mustard. Oh, DJ Mustard produced Not Like Us. A song I do know, thank fucking God. Nice sentiments from Jack. Bart, I miss you so much. You got me through the hard times. Well, Jack, I appreciate that. A way for us both to kind of get through this together is I'll keep doing these. And you can go watch every piece of content I've ever done because I'll get clicks and views for it. And you get to see me. That'll be fun. So yeah, no Bucks for a week. So we're not used to that in this house. No basketball for a week. So I don't know what we're going to be up to. Thankfully, we got wrestling Friday and on Monday. No post celebrity game pod. Maybe All-Star game. I'm interested in the format. I think it's going to fucking suck. It might be okay in NBA. I don't know. Hockey's tried to do this. The ones where they do like, all right, we're actually doing a tournament. Let's play a fucking game. Play a fucking game. And it doesn't have to be that entertaining. And it wasn't. And it was fine. But then Luka Doncic and Nikola Jokic come in and have a pee party against each other and tickle each other up and down the court and are fucking as lazy as ever. Does my kid think wrestling is real? I've told him it's not. I've told him that the outcome is determined, and that's part of the fun in it. And then I also told him, but I like real sports where the outcomes aren't determined. And then every 3 days there's a new fucking gambling scandal, and I was wrong. There might be a point. Like, if there's a point that comes out that says, hey, by the way, this world you lived in, all fake, simulation, I would want to be alive for that. If there was a point where it was like, oh, by the way, aliens exist, half of the people in your life are lizards, I would want to be alive for that. But if there was ever a point where they were like, oh, by the way, all sports are wrestling, everything's fixed, everything's predetermined, I would like to at least die the day before that comes. I can't know that. I can't know that. What if we just found out today? What if we found out today? This is somebody, if anybody is listening that has a radio show, pocket this one. Put it in your file, the rainy day file, or more specifically, the what do we talk about during MLB All-Star Week file. What if you found out right now every single sports outcome of your life was predetermined? Would you feel relieved? Would you feel mad that you spent that much time? Would you be happy that you picked a team that was a winner? Interesting. Anyway, food for thought. Oh, we were talking about the Bucks, and I'll wrap that up with this. Tonight, I think... Tonight felt different. Now, again, they beat the Thunder, so that adds it to a little bit. It wasn't the Thunder, though. I'm all over the World Baseball Classic, Jack. Absolutely. It was the Thunder. Okay, they were without some top guys, so was it really the Thunder? I've been watching basketball all week, and I've been setting, like, DraftKings lineups. I've learned a lot of new players this week because there's guys starting that I never heard of. Imagine people not knowing much about the Bucks and Thunder and playing a lineup tonight. And they're like, who is this guy starting? Dieng? What? Who are these people? That's how we feel. Cam Thomas is on the Bucks? What? Nikola Topic is back? Did I say Jovic before? I meant Topic. Or maybe I said it. I don't know. I don't remember what I said. I don't even remember who I had on a few minutes ago. Q? Paul? Tim? Producer Todd? No, Jake. That's right. I think what I'm interested to know and what I'm interested to see is tonight a harbinger of things to come? Is tonight different? Are we going to see a second half Bucks team that is freewheeling and fun? Are we going to see a second half Bucks team that gives opportunities to the young guys? Are we going to start to see the team that Giannis is going to have with him next year? Are we going to start to see that develop now? Or is it going to look less same that it's looked for the previous 54 games before this one? That's the question. Doc not being there tonight, I think, is an interesting wrinkle to the discussions that will be had over the weekend. And I'll talk to Jim Ozarski about that coming up here soon. So we'll have that tomorrow. Talk some tanking tomorrow. And then we'll come back next week. Next week we'll have Carlos on. Paul and Grant will be back. I'm working on something with Framesy. So we're getting a lot of the band back together here coming up next week. That's it for tonight. Thank you all for patronizing the Winklerverse. Remember, I don't have any Patreons. I don't have any, you don't have to give me money. Just enjoy the content, promote the sponsors if you can. And yeah, if you're like, I wish I could help Bart out, just like play my YouTubes on your computer downstairs and go to bed and then come back. I think that's explicitly against the YouTube like terms and conditions. But I. All right. Thank you all for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.